Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Oh, here we are. 866-391-1020. What a day. Oh, look at that. Channel 2 News. The house fire in Munhall. That's no good. And that looked really jacked up. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I do want to get back into this Epstein stuff, but Patty in Hampton has been on hold for quite a while, and I do want to talk to her and give her her opportunity. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I'm not a very happy camper.
Oh.
I had a daughter that went to college, and she went on the food program, and you pay for it. I resent these college kids who go to school 15, 20 hours a week. Not working.
Yeah.
For their food.
Well, here's the thing.
That's utterly ridiculous.
It may be, and I'm right. You're right about that if that is in fact the case, but there also are non-traditional students and people who are older and people who are taking night classes and things. So if you're referring to what Fada from Next Take had to say about that person getting SNAP, I don't necessarily know if we know the full story of what kind of student that person is.
Well, she was very adamant about them getting SNAP, which I thought SNAP was for disabled or very low-income people, not just because you're going to college. Take out the program. Take out the food program.
What if you're low-income and you're trying?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Trying to go to college.
Get another job.
Yeah, I'm just kind of
My daughter went to college.
I get it. I'm just kind of playing arbiter here and seeing this.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous
that these young people, I'm talking young folks, and as far as young folks, when they're back in the workforce or whatever, they might need a helping hand, but they're not going to be in there for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand it.
That's ridiculous. No wonder all these people are on SNAP.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is we have far too many people on SNAP, that's for sure. And I went over this the other day. And the other part is, we have different goods that people are able to buy that I don't think should be eligible. There should be absolutely zero pop sales for SNAP, zero junk food sales on SNAP, all of that kind of stuff. That just shouldn't happen, or at least a cap on that. You shouldn't be able to fill your...
Let me tell you, Collins, I work in a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
And when they say that people do not use those, at that time it was welfare or whatever, to buy that junk food or whatever... That's wrong, because I've seen them. I've waited on them, and they get nothing but the best meats, nothing but the best lunch meats, which is ridiculous. I personally think that these people should be a commissary, and these people, instead of giving them the SNAP program, there should be a commissary where these people have to go there and get their box cheese or block cheese, whatever they call it, carnation milk, food like that, healthy food. Instead of giving them a SNAP card or whatever, however they do it.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate the insight. I don't think government cheese and carnation milk is all that healthy, though. I do think that there should be parameters on what they're able to buy, and continuing to make them go to a special grocery store that, I don't want to say stigmatizes people even more, that might not be beneficial. It just might not. I just think that there needs to be a lot of reform with the SNAP program. One, you need to have honest-to-goodness people on it that really, truly do need it, and there are a lot of people in this country who do. And second of all, there needs to be reform on what they're permitted to buy and what the government will pay for. And it does. It burns me up. Like, I talked about this the other day. That Channel 11 story when that guy was bemoaning that SNAP wasn't paying for enough and it was going to be tough for the holidays. And then he loaded up more Mountain Dew than I've ever seen into the back of his SUV. And I'm thinking, wait, maybe, did you ever try some water there? poppy. Yeah, that might be the way to go. Anyhow, 866-391-1020 is the number. You know, one of the big stories of the day, it's this.
There is no evidence that has surfaced that links the president to having taken part in any of Epstein's trafficking operations through the years. Remember that they're friends essentially dating back to the late 1980s. They were running in the same social circles in New York and Florida, but they broke off their friendship, the president has said, around 2004, more than a decade before Epstein was indicted on federal sex trafficking charges in 2019.
So that's CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe. He's explaining the nature of the relationship between Trump and Epstein right there. But that being said, where we are in all of this is we're going to have two camps that are never going to budge, even in light of these emails today.
Democrats and some Republicans like Representative Massey say that that's just not enough. They want the full release of the so-called Epstein files. They want to compel the appropriate parties to release over that information and make it public.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm okay with that. But again, what you have in all of this, emails were released today by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee who obtained them after subpoenaing Epstein's estate earlier this year. Now, Trump did not receive or send any of the messages, which largely predated his time as president, which Ed O'Keefe explained a little bit ago. And he has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing in connection with Epstein or Maxwell. None of that. I'm not taking either side here. I'm looking at this objectively, and you have the White House spokesperson. She came out and she was like, "Nope, this is just a ploy from the Democrats." This is a perpetual ping pong match that's never going to end. The Republicans are going to say, show us a real smoking gun. Show us charges. Where are people with blue coats with some yellow writing on the back with some sort of acronym that come and show up with handcuffs? Then we'll pay some attention. Until then, this is all a bunch of hill of beans. The Democrats are going to say, well, listen, they assert claims that Maxwell, who was convicted of sex trafficking after Epstein's death, and this Michael Wolff, they had conversations that assert Trump spent significant time with a woman who are described as one of Epstein's victims. That's enough. That's enough for us. And the emails also include messages where Epstein asserts that Trump knew about the girls. And that's enough. They're going to play a big connecting of the dots game, where people on their side are going to go, yeah, connection to the dots says Trump's guilty. And that's going to be the wall that divides those two sides, just as much as their parties. And it's going to be a stalemate, and it's going to be like that forever. That's the way that it is, unless there are blockbuster new developments in this. I'm not saying we're wasting our time, because we're not. But to think that anybody is going to jump from one team to the other, and to think that their minds aren't already made up, barring some big blockbuster revelation, is fruitless. It's a fruitless endeavor at this point. The emails today weren't in Trump's possession. Trump didn't receive or send any of them, and they largely predated his time as president. And he's not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing in connection with any of this. And that is going to be where Republicans dig in and say, what are we doing here? And Democrats are going to say, well, we don't need that much. We have this much. And here we are. So until they're all released, then this is the back and forth we're going to go through.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.